You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Day 12 of Black History Month.
Yes.
Coincides with the Soul Food Tour today. Mm-hmm. Niecy's.
What?
6441 Truce.
One of the highlights.
Country fried steak or smothered pork chop. Vegetable and roll. Metro by T-Mobile's buying lunch for the first 20 people.
Oh, man. It's going down.
11 to 1 o'clock full list at KPRS.com. Bernie Sanders came out on top in New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation Democratic presidential primary last night. Mm. He won with 26% of the vote. Former Mayor Pete Buttigieg was close behind in second place with 24% of the vote. And Senator Amy Klobuchar was the surprise third-place finisher, coming in at 20%.
Mm.
Wasn't a good night for Vice President Joe Biden or Senator Elizabeth Warren, with Warren finishing in fourth place and Joe Biden in fifth with just 8%.
That's crazy, and it speaks to the uncertainty of the Democratic Party.
Here's Joe Biden talking about, well, I guess the loss.
We just heard from the first two of 50 states. Two of them. Not all the nation. Not half the nation, not a quarter of the nation, not 10%, two. Now, where I come from, that's the opening bell, not the closing bell. And the fight to end Donald Trump's presidency is just beginning.
I don't know, Joe. We'll see.
Of course, Senator Bernie Sanders was elated.
And let me say tonight that this victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Mm, strong words. That's his territory, though, right? New Hampshire, Vermont.
Yeah.
Up there in the northeast part of the United States. Mm-hmm. So it would be different if you know, Sanders did that in Missouri or Montana or California or something. So it's a lot to still be played out.
Oh, most definitely. Just the first two, like Joe Biden said. But many pundits think that the way that it starts is how it finishes. I remember when Barack Obama was running for president the first time and he clinched Iowa. That was like a big turn for his campaign where people really started taking him seriously.
Right.
We'll see, child. It's going to be time to vote here really soon as well. If you're not registered to vote, you can do so at KPRS.com.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
620, look for highs in the upper 30s. But that's some snow on the way. Cloudy and 35 right now. Lee Summers, Shade, what's poppin'?
Jussie Smollett has been indicted again in Chicago on felony charges that he staged a hate crime back in January of 2019.
He's still messing with that boy.
Juicy Smooye, Juicy Smooye.
He not over this yet.
Grand jury handed the new indictment against the actor, including six felony counts for lying to law enforcement.
Damn!
Now, a source close to Jussie says that the officers who reinvestigated this case are the same ones who originally investigated. And these officers are currently being sued by Smollett.
You need to hire Stacey Shaw so she can get them people up off of him.
Child, this is a serious, it almost seems like a vendetta.
Yeah, nah, it definitely seemed like some get back.
Jussie will be arraigned on February 24th. He faces up to 3 years in state prison if convicted.
Damn.
Chris Brown got a face tat, and it's of an Air Jordan sneaker.
I mean, I love Jordans, but I ain't finna get no face tat of it.
Yeah, that's a bit strange to me. It's on his right cheek.
I don't get it.
What's the significance of a Jordan sneaker on your face?
I don't know. You know, teardrops. You got teardrops coming out your eyes. That means you done did something wrong to somebody. Maybe he did something wrong with some shoes or something. I don't know.
Mm.
First Amber Rose, now Chris Brown. Actually, first was Gucci Mane with the ice cream on the face.
No, even before that, Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and Young L.A., remember him?
No.
No? Ain't I.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He got like a duck tattooed on his face or something.
So Rihanna and A$AP Rocky were spotted out on a little dinner date on Monday night.
Be sexy. Mm.
Two arrived at the restaurant at the same time but walked inside separately. The two have been rumored to be in a relationship since the singer broke up with her ex-billionaire Hasan Jameel.
You're doing something with your mouth. Mm.
That's a nice couple, though. A$AP and Rihanna. Yeah, that's a nice look.
He's got a beautiful smile. Big, beautiful white teeth.
They would make some lovely children.
NBA icon Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna Bryant were laid to rest in a private service that took place last Friday, February 7th, in Corona Del Mar, California.
Mm.
Sources close to the family say that the Vanessa and the family wanted a private service to mourn their loss. Of course, is going to be a public service held at the Staples Center February 24th, where friends, family, NBA officials, players, season ticket holders, and local politicians will have the first right to tickets, and then the remaining seats will be ticketed and go to members of the public on a first-come, first-serve basis. No word yet on how the public can get a hold of these tickets, but for people who won't be able to attend, they will be broadcasting the memorial on several television networks.
I hope those three remaining daughters, and Vanessa too, I hope they're all getting some counseling. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, all of a sudden, your closest people are here, and then they're not. Oh, just devastating, man.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Man, this lady hit my car last week. She had no insurance, and she messed up her car. And I figured she messed up my engine, but the insurance company said they ain't paying for it because there wasn't no damage going to my car.
Mm.
Now I'm stuck without a car.
So the rule of thumb with me when those accidents happen, when the fender benders happen, you ain't got no insurance and my car's messed up, I'm calling the police on you, all right? Bottom line, it got to be some paperwork filed or something because I'm not finna be out here just naked with no car.
Well, I called the police and I had to walk in and I got a picture of her car, a video of her and all that, but the insurance company said still that I had to file it under my insurance, which is going to probably make my rate go up.
Yeah, it is. That's unfortunate, but thank God you got insurance so that you can get riding again.
Yeah, she's up there. I lost my wallet and I don't know where my wallet is. She wouldn't give me her ID and then they wrote it off.
No wallet? I got some handcuffs for you then. What's your name?
Rob.
All right, thanks so much for calling up.
All right.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls.
Uh-huh. Kansas City public schools. What up? Hey, Old Lake public schools. What up? Hey, Shawnee Mission School District. What up? All my Kansas City kids. Hey, what up?
Grand Rising, young kings and young queens. Have a great day. Focus and make yourself proud. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, 651. Look for highs in the upper 30s. Periods of snow coming. Right now, you're cloudy at 35 in Liberty.
Tyrese coming to the town Saturday. We'll be talking to him at 8:08, giving away a pair of tickets to see him perform inside the Valentine's Love Jam with Joe, Avant, Brownstone, and Ginuwine.
That's going to be a good show this Saturday.
No doubt. Love is in the air. Valentine's Day is yet Friday. Mm. Have you began assembling various gifts for the various shorties that you talk to?
Well, I'm by myself, so let's make that clear. But number two, no, I haven't.
One Prairie Village man has come up with a plan to not only help him find love, but to help a local animal shelter. Ah. Jeff Gebhardt is single. Mm-hmm. He say he's got a lot of professional friends that are single or divorced, but he's not been able to make that love connection. Mm. So he's going to pay somebody $25,000 to find him a shorty.
That is a perfect job for you.
And then he's going to give another $25,000 to a local animal shelter.
That's good. That's good. That's wonderful to make something bigger than Valentine's Day to spread it to the animals.
I could definitely find him a shorty like that.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
So you going to apply?
Yeah.
Okay.
I put the link up on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, and in between the music...
Uh-huh. You've been filling it out.
Fam.
Uh-huh.
I could use an extra little short stat.
All right, now.
25.
Don't let this, backtrack on you.
What do you mean?
Well, suppose it doesn't work out. What if it's the worst love experience that he's ever had in his life?
Yeah. All my chicks is top notch. I sound like a madam right now.
You sure do. You definitely sound like the
regular. I got the bottom chicks in the game.
You definitely talking about if he throw it up in the air, turning the sunshine. That's what you sounding like right now.
So look, this is his thing. He's a graduate from college. Apparently he got dough if he has $25,000 extra dollars to, you know.
Extra dollars.
This sounds like this could be my type of thing right here, Brian. I think I done stumbled up on my next lick.
If you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
All right, well, go ahead and make sure you give me a couple thousand of that, too.
Nah, I ain't got nothing for you, friend. This will be all mine because I'm going to groom the chick to make sure that she's saying the right thing.
Saying coming to America, you ain't gonna find a woman that barks like a dog, a big dog.
I didn't say that. I said I'm going to groom her so that Mr. Gebhardt would be impressed.
For all inquiries, hit up heyshay@kprs.com.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Soulful Tour at Niecy's, 6441 Troost. $5 special country fried steak or smothered pork chop, vegetable in a roll. Shouts out to Metro by T-Mobile. They're taking care of the first 20 people at this location.
So like you plan to eat more than a sandwich, boy. Mm.
So we've been finding out what the Chiefs are planning to do now that we've secured our Super Bowl victory. Whew. I saw Tyrann Mathieu on the news this morning saying that he was going to be spending time with his family in the offseason.
He's got a newborn baby girl.
Tyreek Hill says he'd like to see if he can qualify for the 200-meter dash in the 2020 Summer Olympics.
Damn! Oh, Lord.
8 years ago, when he was in high school, he won the 100-meter and 200-meter in the Georgia 5A state meet. Went on to junior college and ran track there. Pretty accomplished. And then football kind of took the lead in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Fastest man in the world, Usain Bolt, says, I don't think you're going to be able to do this, fam. He said it's tough because sprinters have to run the 200-meter dash 3 times over 3 days at the Olympic trials. And he doubts if he'll be able to hold that stamina up.
We talking about world-class athletes when it comes to the Olympics. Football, too. But all they do is run, okay? Like, that's their profession. Tyreek Hill got to be good at a lot of stuff. And running is good, one of the things that he's great at. But, yeah, to try to be in the Olympics, that's just a whole other league.
I run real fast if people running after me. if I gotta do it by myself, oh my you God. See me on the treadmill, I'd be like, child, bye. Do you think, could that also be why Tyreek is so fast? Because people are running after him. So that gives a little bit more pressure than when you in the starting blocks by yourself and you just gotta.
Definitely. When you're hunted, you know, you're always gonna give it your best. But yeah, for him to try to go to the Olympics, that's gonna be a. That's going to be tough.
But he's got natural ability.
He does. And he could possibly make it. But Usain Bolt, he know what he's talking about. This, you know, he's one of the most accomplished Olympians of all time.
So, listen, Tyreek ran the 200 in 20 seconds back in high school. God. Which would have been enough for him to play sixth in the 2012 London Olympics.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but that was 8 years ago. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. He's still a spring chicken. What is he, 25,
26? 25, yes. Yeah. Do you think Tyreek could easily transition his speed on the field to the Olympic track?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. Have some snow on the way, 1 to 3 inches. Right now, you're cloudy at 35 on 18th Divine. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aquarius friends. Singer Elvana is 31 today.
Hey.
NBA Hall of Famer Bill Russell is 86. Football player RG3 is 30. Rapper Gucci Mane.
My dog.
He out here the big 4-0.
You don't love me. You don't love me. That's a club banger.
Kerry Lewis, former member of Mint Condition and ex-husband to Tony Braxton, is 49.
Oh.
Ed Lover, television and radio personality.
Love him.
Is 57.
Come on, Shay, do the Ed Lover dance.
He's still doing radio, too. Yeah. Talk show host, comedian, actor, icon, Arsenio Hall. He out here 64.
That's my dog. Remember we interviewed him?
Yeah, it was a good interview. He was actually very kind. Usually the people who are like the super rich and the super famous are really very nice. It'd be the people who ain't hardly... Anyway.
Happy birthday, everybody born on February 12th.
This is my favorite rapper right now. I don't know if you know this. DaBaby.
Oh, okay.
It's something about him that I absolutely love. I don't know what it is. Yeah. The way he smiles and just the dance, everything. I'm here for it.
I like DaBaby too.
Well, his girlfriend and the mother of his 2-year-old daughter, Mimi, is putting him all the way on blast. She is devastated that he is having a baby with another chick. So she shared a text conversation and a video where he's accusing her or him, I couldn't understand this part, of being policed. I guess they watching each other to see what they doing or something, maybe going through text messages, I don't know.
Well, last week it was a video of her rubbing his feet on a private plane.
Well, apparently it was all good just a week ago.
When my new coming blessing was conceived, me and Shawty was not together. Shawty was not with me, living with me, was not in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, everybody know that Dax, you know, that came out the horse's mouth, you know, that we wasn't together at the time. So don't be fooled, man. Don't be fooled. The information that y'all was giving today was information that has been out there.
Okay, we could not be together, but if we was together last week, you rebounded too fast, okay? Now, if they were together for, like, 6 to 8 months, then you could understand that. But 6 to 8 days...
Baby was conceived a long time ago.
Well, it ain't here yet, so it couldn't have been that long ago.
You're not my dad.
He getting it in.
Yes, that's the problem. That's the problem. And then you met a new chick and you... Nothing.
He just being a young man. That's all he doing.
Look at that. Ooh, wee. What? You see that booty?
This one's for you, because I know how much you love Megan Thee Stallion. A mugshot from 2015 surfaced online of her and her man at the time. They got into like a big fight in public.
What more do you want from me?
Apparently, she found out he was cheating while they were at South by Southwest.
I just want my baby.
And here she is talking about it.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't ready for that.
Oh. You ready now?
All right, here she goes.
My mugshot is so terrible. So, I was like maybe 19 or 20, and I was in college, and I had a real beautiful toxic relationship, and it was fun, but it was bad, and I had to get out of it. But it was like a situation where I was at South by Southwest, and my boyfriend at the time, I had just found out that this had a baby right then and there at the damn concert. Oh. Like, so what a way to find out you cheated on you and had a baby. And the baby had been born. Like, the baby was here. The baby was damn near one.
She went on to talk about when the police came and asked if he had hit her, she told the police no because she didn't want him to go to jail. But then when the police asked him, did she hit him? He said, yes, she punched me in my thigh.
Come on, man. Damn. Come on, dog.
So she wound up going to jail and was in there for 2 days.
Megan, just come to me. I ain't gonna never do you like that, baby.
And she said, young ladies, don't ever get in a relationship where you're being hit by a man and you're trying to protect him. So she's using this as, you know, as a cautionary tale for young girls. Don't do it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
After checking off the Super Bowl win on his list of accomplishments, Tyreek Hill says he'd like to see if he can qualify for the 200 meter dash in the 2020 Summer Olympics.
Damn!
A couple months away.
Mm-hmm. It's a tall feat.
Usain Bolt, who has been named the world's fastest man, says, I don't think you're going to be able to do that, shawty.
They do train for 4 years for the Olympics, so he's already behind in that sense. But I'm never one to tell somebody that they cannot do something. And if he feels like he has the itch, I say go for it.
Hill ran the 220 seconds back in high school, which would have been good enough for sixth place in the 2012 London Olympics.
That's pretty good.
Some folks on our Facebook page said Usain Bolt hating. You think he hating? Or is he just trying to spit some real facts?
Yeah, I think he's just being realistic.
What are your thoughts on this? Can Tyreek easily transition his speed on the football field to the Olympic track?
I am a local high school track coach in the area, and there is nothing more awesome to see him try for the trials. Yes, he could definitely turn that speed onto the track. He would have to do some training, getting in the blocks and start work. But after he comes out of the blocks, it's all cheetah, baby. So I think you just don't lose that. It's like riding a bike, really. We preach football players, get out for track. If you're sprinting on that field, if you're a running back or whatever, get on that track. I think he could do it. I think it'd be great to see him do that.
And this is from an expert, Brian. Right. We've got an expert opinion on the phone.
Oh, no, I don't know about all that, but I do think that...
You know more than us, girl. So that makes you an expert right now on the phone.
Okay. I have a kid going to Oregon, and he's running track, too. Football and track.
Yeah, Oregon's a good school for that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And where's the best place to run track? Track USA in Oregon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they want those football coaches want those track kids.
All right, what's your name?
Amber.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
All right, no problem. You guys have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tyreek's coming to town Saturday for the Valentine's Love Jam. That's where you take your main.
As opposed to what else you gonna take?
You can't take your side chick to that because everybody gonna be there.
Oh, man. I got something for you to take your side piece to.
Joe Avant, Brownstone, Genuine, all on one stage. We'll be talking to Tyreek coming up at 8:08. You don't want to miss this interview.
Can't wait.
So, Usain Bolt, who is labeled the fastest man in the world, is saying to Tyreek Hill, I know you want to try out for the 2020 Olympic team in track. But fam, I don't think you gonna be able to do it.
I understand it. It takes a lot to be a world-class Olympian, and Usain Bolt is one of the best in history. That's like somebody at the UMKC radio station talking about, yeah, I could do the morning grind with Shay and Shine.
They might could.
Nah, fam. Nah.
I don't doubt it. You might could.
Because if you do it, you ain't going to do it well. I'm just being straight up.
I don't know. I don't think that's necessarily true.
It takes a lot to do this. Just like it takes a lot. Just like Usain Bolt couldn't put on the pads and be a wide receiver like Tyreek Hill. We all have our specific professions that we're good at.
You know, I might have a mean windmill game, but that don't mean I should box, right?
Exactly. You will not be taking on Ronda Rousey no time soon.
I'm not scared of her, though. I'm not.
You shouldn't be.
So the question this morning is, do you think that Tyreek's speed on the football field would easily translate to the track?
If he was to go to the Olympics and everything, you know, the training that they do, let's just say if he came back to Kansas City and been on the Chiefs, wouldn't that make him faster? I say the training that he'll do over there, it would probably make him twice as fast. So in my mind, I say why not? He should be able to do that. I mean, I think he can.
You might be on to something, because that Olympic training is a whole other beast from football training. We talking about two different things. So, exactly. Yeah, you're on to something there, my brother.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling up this morning.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hot 103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got to come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Last time we talked with you, Tyrese, an emotional interview about the film Black and Blue. Today, a different side of Mr. Gibson, the Mr. R&B nasty man singing man.
Have I told you I love you?
You'll be performing at the Valentine's Love Jam this coming Saturday at the Sprint Center alongside Joe Genuine, Avant Brownstone.
Oh, man, that's a real lineup right there. Nothing else really matters in the city but that.
Can you do me a favor, Tyrese, at the concert?
I don't know. It all depends on what it is.
Can you perform I Don't Want Nobody Else But You? That's my song, boy.
Man, you are funny. Hey, that's my first single ever?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I sung Lately at my 8th grade talent competition.
You ain't win, no, but...
Wow. I love that.
I didn't win.
Yeah, I was about to ask the same question, man. You know, what was the name of that? Star Search?
Right.
The original American Idol.
25 movies, 6 albums in. Does it still feel the same hitting that stage when they're calling your name and you step into the lights? What does that feel like for you?
It's butterflies, and it's butterflies I hope I never, ever, ever lose. It's very different than movies because I think the screens and the energy come at the movie premiere, but even that's contained compared to the energy from a concert. So, yeah, man, it's wild. I'm excited. I'm on my way to KC. Y'all still celebrating a Super Bowl energy out there, ain't y'all?
You of damn course. Right we are, Tyrese. You better come with some Chiefs gear too, fam.
Hey, man, let me ask y'all a question, though. That parade didn't look too turned up, man. What, was it cold out there that day? What's going on?
Oh, fam, listen, don't let the distorted pictures fool you. It was really cold, though. It was probably about 20, 25 degrees, so that kept some people away, but it was still a lot of people at the parade.
I think what they did was when they had somebody on top of this bus or whatever that platform was, I think they may have put some videos out early into the celebration before the group, the large crowd, showed up.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Man, I'm expecting to see 30 million people in the streets because it's been so long since y'all won the Super Bowl. I thought it was going to be super lit at all times.
Well, those 30 million people you was talking about, they going to the Valentine's Love Jam concert to see you perform. They were saving all of their energy for you, Tyrese.
Saving all that energy for me.
R.I.P. Whitney. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yes, sir. I hope everybody come out, man. It's going to be crazy. Just the fact that we got Genuine and Joe. I love Joe, man. Joe is R&B blueprint. I want to know what's up. I mean, come on, man. It's Joe, baby.
And he cleaning in the Board of Health. All of that.
Oh, man, that boy come out on stage, man. I'm like, man, do you even sweat, bro? For all the fellas listening, man, you've been real stupid lately. Been cheating, been making mistakes. It's going to be your moment, man, to make peace with your girl. Your marriage is at jeopardy. This is going to be an R&B night. You know, hip-hop don't matter on R&B night. Come on out, man. We hope y'all join us. It's going to be beautiful.
Joe Genuine, Avant Brownstone, Tyrese at the Valentine's Love Jam this Saturday. Tickets available at Sprint Center.
Appreciate you, Tyrese. Have a good one, dog.
Appreciate y'all. Bless you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823. It is snowing. Look for highs in the upper 30s right now. You got snow at 34 at the Grand Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
The Rock's daughter, Simone, has signed to be a wrestler with the WWE.
Oh, wow. So she's like a, she's a fourth generation wrestler then in her family.
Because his daddy
wrestled. Mm-hmm.
She's 18 years old. She just signed the contract with the company and began training at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando.
Carrying on that legacy. Making all that money.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm just looking at the picture.
She should use, like, his same songs and stuff. Like, his same intro.
I think the Rockette would be corny, though. What the Rock
is cooking. Hey. Down, down, down.
I wonder what her name is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do the ladies have, like, names, or they just use, like, their real name?
Some of them do. And so you got Ric Flair's daughter, Charlotte Flair.
But that's her real name.
Like, nah, I don't think that's her real name. I think
I'm saying names like The Rock or The Undertaker. Do the women have names like that?
It's some names like that, but it depends on who it is. But they do have some names like that.
Keri Hilson is clapping back at a troll who said that she's washed up.
Mm.
Trolls going troll, man.
All day. You got to prepare for that.
They went online and said that she hadn't had a hit in 9 years and was washed up. They added her. And then she answered back, child, I know. You probably trying to hurt my feelings with that, but I've long accepted I'm in that category for now. But let me correct you here. I haven't had a hit because I haven't put out anything, not because I put out flops.
Hmm.
You better let them know, Carrie.
Yeah, she shouldn't have dissed Beyonce either, though.
When did she diss Beyonce?
It was a few years ago. She dissed Beyonce. I forgot what she said, but it was something. And then she just been under a rock ever since then.
She was in the Christmas movie, Almost Christmas, and she did a good job in that.
Oh.
She did.
It ain't music, though.
Oh, Lord.
It what? It's a feud with her and Beyonce. That's why she is where she is.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Google it.
You Google it.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
TT.
All right, TT, let's see what you got.
Your eyes didn't say you had a man. There'd never be love within your plans. And it hurts so bad. Someone tell me.
Why are all the good girls taking every time? And why do I keep falling for someone else's dime? Every time I say hello, then they say goodbye.
Stay on track.
It's all right.
No, it's not all right.
It is
this
all right.
This is like the number one two-stepping record in Kansas City, and I'll be danged if you don't sing it right.
She didn't say she was a singer.
Not a singer at all.
She gonna leave that to Joe. She's gonna leave that to Brownstone. She's gonna leave that to Avant, Genuine, and Tyrese, because you got tickets.
Plus, you're gonna qualify for a chance to get $1,000 in cold cash on Friday. Tell the town what station is live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jam. And don't forget the band that beat.
Listen now through March 12th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash on $1,000 Friday.
Get that money, yo,
always giving you more chances to win.
Always turned up.
Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Number one.
Hot 103 Jams.
More money, more money, more money.
Morning Grind is
podcast caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ, powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Gems.
Friendship at every age is vital to mental health, emotional soundness, and overall wellness. It requires mutual respect and is a give and take. It isn't always 50-50. Sometimes it's 80-20. When you are weak, she is strong, and vice versa. Humans are wired to be relational. We aren't meant to be alone or isolated. However, a fear of emotional intimacy often gets in the way of what could otherwise be a rewarding safe haven. It's important to know your friend's love language. Do they need your time, your hugs, your words of affirmation, or do they need acts of service or thoughtful gifts? Friendships require trust, vulnerability, and forgiveness. Individuals with strong and reliable support tend to be more resilient and hopeful, but only to the extent that their friends know about their difficulties. When an individual is the go-to person in their friend group and they don't share in the vulnerability, they don't reap the same benefits. If this describes you, you may want to reconsider your guardedness. Here are 7 health benefits of friendship according to researchers. Number 1, friends may extend your lifespan. Number 2, your friends can impact your physical health. Number 3, friendships can keep your mind sharp. 4, friends can influence us for the better. Number 5, your BFFs can help you through some very tough times. Number 6, friends can help you cope with rejection. And number 7, friendships can last a lifetime. Not only does friendship impact physical and mental health, friendship is essential to the soul. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.